Each year in women's Bible study at College Church, we try to choose both an Old Testament book and a New Testament book to study. This year, we spend the fall semester studying the New Testament book of James, and then in January, the Old Testament book of Esther. Both of these books are rather short in length, James containing 5 chapters and Esther 10. So we will be getting to know these books very well. It's going to be a good year. For next week, we are to prepare Lesson 1 of Tricia Lambert's study of James titled Called to a Living Faith. You might be wondering why this particular study of James. Go ahead and open your lesson binders so together we can explore this question and the particulars of the study before us. At College Church, we are committed to Bible studies that are inductive in nature. The writer of our curriculum spends all of page 5 and into page 6 discussing the inductive study process. An inductive study invites exploration on the part of the student and allows the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to that student. Near the top of page 6, our writer summarizes her intent and ours in choosing this study. It says right underneath the quote by William Glassner, "Inductive study lets you hear, see, and do Bible study. As you seek to understand and apply what you learn, God's word will become etched on your heart. Moreover, I believe your excitement for his word will grow as you learn to feed yourself from the scriptures." The emphasis in these few sentences is on us. On the you. You will hear and do Bible study. You will seek to understand and apply what you learn. God's word will be etched on your heart. Your excitement will grow as you learn to feed yourself from the scriptures. Here at College Church's Women's Bible Study, this process involves 3 different venues. First, our personal study of the written curriculum at home, then the sharing of those findings in the small group setting, and then the more formal large group lecture setting, where we hear again and affirm what we have learned. This study in James not only fits our commitment to inductive study, but it fits our goal to use material that promotes the storyline perspective of the Bible. The whole Bible is one book, God's story of redeeming a people to himself through Christ for his own glory. On page 7, the writer of our study speaks to the amount of time spent on each lesson. Lessons will take you anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half to complete. And if you desire more study, there is a section labeled for further study at the end of each lesson. In the middle of page 7, Tricia, our author, carefully speaks to the different seasons of women's lives, indicating that in some seasons we may have less time than others for Bible study preparation. It has always been the policy here at College Church to encourage women to come to Bible study even if they have not completed their lesson. Please do not stay home because your best laid plans were interrupted. But keep in mind, the richness of our small group discussions are greatly enhanced when everyone comes prepared. Flip to page 9 and look at the diamond-shaped box with a dot next to question 1. These are questions the author has designated as most important to complete if your time runs short and you cannot complete the entire lesson. For the rest of our time this morning, we will be looking at the structure and nuances of the study before us. As a study help, each of us has been given the letter of James divided into 8 corresponding lessons. It should look like this. This copy of James is printed in the ESV or the English Standard Version. In the first lesson, the one we are preparing for next week, we are asked to read the book of James several times. You can do this in the ESV handout or whatever version of the Bible you have. If you do not have a Bible, see your small group leader or Sarah or Lori beyond the Commons doors there. The curriculum we are using, however, was written using the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. There will be a test on abbreviations of Bible translations at the end of the semester. I am just kidding. But there will be questions in our lessons from time to time that use a slightly different word than the printed ESV text. Do not be alarmed. The slightly different wording in the various translations can serve to enhance our word study. And we will be alerting you the week before to these questions and words. Turn to the last pages of the study, if you will. I'm going to have you all over this lesson binder. Pages 87 to 90. Where Tricia has listed online resources and reference books. The Bible Gateway website at the bottom of page 88 is a user-friendly site where it is possible to get your own copy of the Book of James in the NASB, or the New American Standard Bible. Just a few hints about that website. I simply clicked on Passage Lookup on the left-hand side of the home page. Then I typed in James 1:1 through 5:20, and there was an option for hiding the footnotes and cross-references. I would probably do that because that added another 5 pages of printed copies. And then I just hit printer-friendly view, and I was ready to make my own copy. So if you think that would enhance your study, you can go ahead and do that on your own. Now, if you would flip back to page 10, And this is lesson one that we will be doing for next week. Question 5 asks, when was the book of James written? If you happen to have a study Bible, that answer will be found easily. But for others, it will not be in your Bible. If you have any of the Bible resources we just glanced at in the appendix at the end of our study, use them. But it is not necessary to buy any of them in order to complete our studies. There are very few questions like number 5 that ask us to use anything but our Bible or a standard household dictionary. A couple of weeks ago, I received an email from a friend, one of those questionnaires to fill out about yourself and then pass on to your friends for them to fill out. The questionnaire asks you to put an X next to the things you had accomplished in your lifetime. It was a bucket list and included items like, have you watched the sunrise? Have you cried yourself to sleep? Seen the Statue of Liberty? Been kissed under the mistletoe? Laughed until a beverage came out of your nose? Recently colored with crayons. Recently colored with crayons. How fun would that be to have a new box of 64 and sit and color with my nieces? I have not recently colored with crayons, but today there is good news for all of us who have not recently colored with crayons. This semester, we get to mark with colored pencils. Turn to page 14. Question number 3, which starts with, by marking the text as we study, we begin to see repeated words, parallel ideas, contrasting words or thoughts, cause and effect relationships. Some of you are actually excited right now, trying to think of what drawer the colored pencils might be in. Others are saying, you've got to be kidding, I am not going to do that. That would be my co-leader, Laurel. Although she has already consented to giving the colored pencils a try. Each of our lessons in James starts with the same 4 questions listed here on page 14. Number 1, read the text. Number 2, what is the primary topic of this passage? question number 3 is kind of hidden near the bottom of page 14. It starts with the words, "To begin marking, look for any words that refer to a member of the Godhead." Our author is speaking about the Trinity here. Any words that refer to God the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit. And then question 4, at the top of page 16. What key words do you find in this passage? Mark each of the key words with a different color and or shape. I promise you, it is only in questions 3 and 4 of each lesson that we are asked to use the colored pencils. One of the highlights of this study is the chart on page 15. Just flip back one page. It is a place to list our findings as far as the work and character of God. Tricia has provided an extra blank chart on page 92 in case we run out of room. This chart will be enlarged upon as we make our way through the book of James and will become a valuable tool to our own worship and prayer. Well, once we have completed lesson 2, we will be on a roll, familiar with the structure and pace of the study. The Called to a Living Faith study is designed for 10 to 12 weeks. Our fall semester is 10 weeks long. So on the pink schedule that came with your binder, if you could pull that out for just a few seconds. You will note that we do not do lesson 10. You are welcome to do lesson 10 and lesson 12, for that matter, on your own. Maybe that week of Thanksgiving, while you are brining your turkey and mashing sweet potatoes and setting your Thanksgiving table and making pies and then cleaning it all up and taking out the Christmas decorations. Our last lesson will not be 10 or 12, but lesson 11. A theme study scheduled for December 2nd, the week before our Christmas celebration. You will not want to miss this week, as it will be a great wrap-up session for each small group. It might be helpful as you are progressing through the study to make note of any recurring themes that might strike you, perhaps jotting them down at the top of page 69, the first page of lesson 11, in preparation for that last lesson. Well, we may not all be equally excited about coloring with crayons or marking with colored pencils, but hopefully we are all excited about being in a Bible study and tackling the book of James together. Our study in James is going to bolster our faith. Our study in James is going to convict us of sin, things that today we may not even recognize as sin. Our study in James is going to move us in the direction of a more complete faith. We are going to be challenged by James, the brother of Jesus. How many people in your life and in mine can really confront us and ask the tough questions? James has been granted that intimate task. And if our hearts are open to the work of the Holy Spirit, we will be changed by what God's word in the book of James has to say. Before we are dismissed and everyone goes to Jewel or Target for their new colored pencils, let's pray. Heavenly Father, the book of James is in front of us this semester. May your Holy Spirit lead us and convict us of your truths. And at the end of this semester, may each of us be able to say, like the psalmist, "The sum of your word is truth." In Jesus' name, amen.